From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, February 26, 2018. And on this day, we'll look at what the resignation and taking back of that resignation by Scarborough's high school principal is all about. And a new land-based salmon farm on the site of the former Verso Paper Company in Bucksport. Those stories in a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And by Lee Auto Malls, four generations serving Mainers since 1936, 19 Maine locations, and at leeauto.com.
Much of the news this week so far has been unsettling. First, investigations are continuing into two school shooting threats in Maine and the stabbing death in Massachusetts of a medical student at the University of New England in Biddeford. Police say a 17-year-old boy was arrested this morning in South Portland, charged with terrorizing for a message posted on social media that led to Cape Elizabeth schools being closed for the day. Students brought the message to the principal's attention last night. Police Chief Neil Williams says the message was concerning, if vague.
It didn't say this person or that person or name of a school, but this day and age, you have to take things serious.
In a separate incident, local police arrested a 19-year-old Ellsworth High School student on Thursday. He's accused of making a school shooting threat in an online gaming site. In Massachusetts, on Saturday, a first-year medical student at the University of New England was killed at a public library. 22-year-old Deanne Stryker was at a table at the Winchester Public Library when 23-year-old Jeffrey Yao stabbed her several times with a 10-inch hunting knife. Yao's been charged with murder and is being held without bail. Both he and Stryker went to Winchester High School at the same time, but it's not clear if they knew each other. The motive's under investigation. Yao's lawyer says the client has severe mental illness and has been hospitalized a number of times. And Maine State Police say today that they are investigating the death of a 10-year-old girl in Stockton Springs. Officials say an ambulance was called to a residence at the Village at Stockton Harbor Condominiums yesterday afternoon. Hundreds of students and parents flooded the sidewalk near Scarborough High School early this morning. They were protesting the resignation of the school's principal, David Creech. A lawyer for Creech announced today that he has rescinded that resignation and hopes to stay on. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, controversy continues in the district around several policy issues.
We want Creech! We want Creech! We want Creech!
As students returned from February vacation, many were up bright and early in Scarborough. Hundreds chanted near Town Hall, holding up signs with messages saying, "We do not accept your resignation, Mr. Creech." Creech resigned a few weeks ago with little explanation. Junior Claire Merrill says she doesn't want to see him go.
He's been kind of a figure that everyone knows, everyone sees in the hallways, and everyone really, really respects and admires. So we're out here to show our support for him, to show that we don't want him to go and that we think he's done a really great job as our principal.
William Michaud, an attorney for Creech, now says his client has rescinded his resignation. But the circumstances surrounding his original resignation are still somewhat unclear. Creech and school officials haven't publicly discussed the reasons for his resignation. But Michaud says that in mid-February, Scarborough's superintendent told Creech that he wasn't a good fit and needed to resign, or she wouldn't recommend his contract be renewed. Michaud and members of the Scarborough community speculate that part of the decision was due to new policies that have sparked outcry in the district. Those include Scarborough's implementation of proficiency-based education, as well as new school start times. A new school calendar approved by the Scarborough Board of Education earlier this month would push middle and high school start times about an hour later next year, while elementary students would start school earlier.
You know, what I'm told is that he's been nothing but supportive publicly of this, but he has raised questions, as he should, for how some of these initiatives would affect Scarborough High School.
Creech hasn't voiced his opinion on the start time issue publicly, but the issue has clearly divided the community, and many parents and teachers have spoken out against it. Parents worry that elementary students could be put on buses as early as 7 a.m. under the new plan, and are concerned about finding childcare options in the afternoon. Justin Stebbins, the head of Scarborough's teachers' union, read a letter at a recent school board meeting saying that members felt it wasn't the right time to, quote, implement this dramatic a shift in school start times.
And members are anxious about the impact of another partially realized plan that will create hardships for many involved.
And Alicia Giftis, a Scarborough parent who helped organize Monday's protest, says Creech's resignation was the last straw for her.
What hasn't occurred is a compromised implementation, and the fact that that's what the faculty members were asking for, and that's what got us here with this forced resignation, I think that's outrageous.
Organizations such as the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend later start times for middle and high schools. And other area districts, including Biddeford, Saco, and Old Orchard Beach, pushed their high school start times later as part of a regional approach in 2016. Biddeford Superintendent Jeremy Ray wouldn't comment specifically on the situation in Scarborough, but says that in his own district, pushing start times later for middle and high schoolers 2 years ago required months of listening and responding to concerns from officials and parents.
The research is so clear. It just needed to happen, and we worked hard to make it happen with a great group of administrators and parents and community support who kind of got behind this, and when we found an obstacle, we tried to figure out a way that we could best solve it for everybody in the community.
Ultimately, the changes in Biddeford and other districts were somewhat less drastic than in Scarborough. In Biddeford, the new school calendar only pushed back elementary school start times by 20 to 30 minutes, as opposed to 50 minutes for some elementary students in Scarborough. And school officials say that after almost 2 years with the new school schedule, they've seen some positive results. In Biddeford, Ray says attendance was up last year, and the atmosphere in the morning is noticeably improved.
Calm, nicer, positive. I think that's been something that's been beneficial.
Welcome back from break. You guys got out pretty early, didn't you?
Back in Scarborough, high school principal David Creech high-fived his students on Monday as they walked into school following the protest. Creech wouldn't comment on his employment situation, but he says he's thankful for the support.
I mean, I really appreciate this. I love our students and staff. We have a great community, and I'm just proud to be their principal.
Scarborough superintendent and board chair didn't respond to requests for comment. However, last week, both released separate statements saying they were working with students as their primary focus. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Governor Paul LePage told Fox News today that the nation's background check system for gun purchases should include a person's mental health history, not just their criminal history. LePage was among the governors who met with President Trump today.
We got to get the guns away from people in domestic violence. We got to get guns away from people that have committed crimes against others. And I do believe that we have to look at mental illness as one of the elements that needs to be addressed.
LePage also says he believes there should be one set age at which a person can sign contracts, buy liquor, smoke tobacco, and buy a gun. He also endorsed the president's idea of allowing school personnel, including teachers, to be trained to carry a gun in school, but he says it should be voluntary. And the site of the former Verso Paper Company in Bucksport, which shut its doors 4 years ago, will be home to an entirely new business. Whole Oceans reached an agreement to acquire more than 120 acres of the site and build a $250 million land-based salmon farm. As A.J. Higgins reports, the company says it plans to use water from the Penobscot River and has developed an advanced water filtering system to remove any contaminants left behind by industry.
Unlike the global market for paper, farmed salmon appears to have a predictably solid future. Portland-based Whole Oceans says that it has pre-sold its product for the next 10 years.
Here at the Bucksport Mill, we will be growing Atlantic salmon from the egg stage right through a full grow out. It'll be sold as what's called head-on gutted. We've actually pre-sold 100% of our production capacity for the next 10 years.
Ben Willauer is the director of corporate development for the Portland-based company, which expects to fill up to 60 positions at the new facility. He says financing is in place to begin the $70 million first phase of what will eventually become a $250 million operation that will eventually add hundreds of new jobs in Bucksport. The facility will incorporate recirculating aquaculture systems that Willauer says will not adversely impact land, air, or water quality. Whole Oceans plans to take most of its water for fish production from Silver Lake in Bucksport and from the Penobscot River, which remains contaminated with mercury deposits near the site of a former chemical plant in Orrington. But Willauer says Whole Oceans has developed a plan to filter the water for contaminants.
Should the Penobscot have any accident at all, we again are able to store, and once our system is up and running, our entire system recirculates 95% of the water inside the system. So we are not flushing our system every day. It is not at all what we do.
When the company reaches full production at the site, it expects to sell more than 50,000 metric tons of Atlantic salmon annually and more than triple its initial 60-person workforce. That's welcome news for a community that watched nearly 550 papermaking jobs disappear a little more than 3 years ago when Verso Paper Company closed its Bucksport operations.
It's like an answer to a prayer.
Sue Lazard is Bucksport's town manager. She describes the arrival of Whole Foods as the culmination of a redevelopment plan that began within days of the Verso closure. American Iron and Metal of Montreal, also known as AIM, purchased the mill for $60 million, and Lassard said it was the removal of the old mill structure that helped to change the mindset in town and open the door for future use.
AIM had purchased the property. AIM worked with the town on deconstruction, which really helped the town to get over it. As it came down, it wasn't going to be a mill again. It was going to be something else, so nobody was waiting for that site to save the community. The plan was that the town would continue to have an industrial base.
Others, including Bucksport's Economic Development Director, Rich Rotella, credit the personal approach that Whole Oceans has taken in bringing the salmon farm project to the community of Bucksport.
I know Whole Oceans as Rob and Ben. It's taken partnerships to get Bucksport where it is today.
The Whole Oceans Bucksport project is expected to break ground this fall. It follows the announcement of a similar facility 20 miles away. Nordic Aqua Farms, a Norwegian company, says it will invest $500 million in its new salmon farm in Belfast. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
And for more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Monday, February 26, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.